这篇是作诗的人啊，跟神在交通的一个心得。
In this psalm, this writer communicates with God.
啊，那个时候他们并没有得到圣灵。
At the time of writing, they have yet to receive the Holy Spirit.
但是在神的感动之下，他们还是做出很好的诗篇来。
But under the influence of God, they still write very good hymns.
那今天我们得到圣灵，应该更能够感受啊那一种心境。
Nowadays we receive Holy Spirit, we should be even more under the influence of the Holy Spirit.
所以说，神啊，我从深处向你求告。
First one says, "Out of the depth of I cry to you, O Lord."
那这个深处代表什么？
What does it mean to cry out of the depth?
可以代表我们人生的最落魄的一个时刻。
The depth can symbolize the lowest point of your life.
人在很平安的时候很难，不是不可能，但是很难说很投入、很认真在祷告。
When a man is living under peace, it may be difficult for him.To be involved with prayers.
但是人掉到这个很深的地方已经没有希望，那个时候人开始会求告神。
But when a man comes to the lowest point of his life, then it is at that point that he will seek out to God.
也常常在那个时候人跟神的关系会越来越亲近。
And it is at this time that a man will become closer to God.
也在那个时候人对神的体验会越来越清楚，越来越活泼。
And it is at the lowest point that a man will will put forth his hope in God.
当然人掉到这个最低落的这个时刻，这是一种患难。
Of course, you must consider that when a man is at the lowest point of his life, that is not a good time at all.
但是这常常是一种祝福。
But often the lowest point of your life may be a blessing as well.
因为会使我们跟神更亲密。
Because the lowest point of your life will bring about the closeness of God.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at one example.
约拿书。
Please turn to Jonah, book of Jonah.
约拿书1083页，在小先知书，在旧约圣经的后面。约拿书
book of Jonah.
第一章
Chapter 1
第一节
Verse
1神的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，第二节，你起来往尼尼微城去，向那城中的居民呼喊说，因为他的恶达到我的面前。这里神呼叫约拿。
Here God came to Jonah
要叫他去尼尼微城传警告。
And commanded him to go toThe city of Nineveh.
因为尼尼微城啊，他的罪恶达到神的面前。
Because the wickedness of the sin has reached in front of God.
对，尼尼微城的尽头已经快到。
And when this happens, it brings about the end of the city.
但是神是慈爱的，希望给他们有一个机会。
But God is merciful, and He wants to give them yet another opportunity.
神差遣约拿去传警告。
So He sent Jonah.To preach the words of warning.
但是尼尼微城，这个是当时犹太人的敌人。
At that time, people in the city of Nineveh were enemies of the Jews.
所以约拿不去。
So Jonah refused to go to Nineveh.
因为他的敌人神要把他毁灭，所以他不去，不去传警告叫他回头。
Because he was afraid that his enemy would attempt to destroy him.And he refused to go.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
说约拿却起来逃往他斯去躲避神。这里说约拿要逃往西班牙去躲避神。
Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish.
这个是他会落到人生最低点的一个很重要原因。
Heading for Tarshish was the reason that brings aboutThe lowest point of his life.
因为他想要逃避神。
He attempts to run away from God.
结果约拿就坐到船上去。
So he found a ship bound for that port.
啊，那个船呢，在海中就起了大风浪。
And after a while, the wind of the sea stirs up great waves.
他们用很多的方法啊，都没有办法让这个船平静下来。
And the sailors tried all kinds of things, but yet they still could not take control of the ship.
那他第五节说，这个约拿下到船的底舱，在那里睡觉。
Later, Jonah went below the deck and lay down there and fell into a deep sleep.
哦，所以他们就一直抽签，抽到最后就是约拿，你有问题。
And they decided to cast lot to decide who. And when they cast lots, they picked Jonah.
那在那个时候，约拿也不祷告。
Jonah did not pray.
整船的人都快死了，约拿还不祷告。
Even though the whole ship was in danger, but he did not pray for them.
那十一节啊，他们就问约拿说：“那我怎么样向你们行呢？是海浪能够平静呢？”
Verse 11, the sea was getting rougher and rougher.
但十二节约拿对他们说：“你把我丢到海里就平静了。”
They say, pick me up and throw me into the sea.
所以这个约拿他决定要死，他也不顺服神了。
Jonah was willing to die. He was stubborn to the point that he was willing to die than to obey God.
所以他那个时候心很硬，他根本就不祷告。
And he refused to pray to God.
啊，那个，所以有时候我们人在这个平安的环境里面哦，其实我们都知道祷告很重要，但是就是世俗的事情一直忙一直忙，没有时间祷告。
We all recognize the importance of prayer, but sometimes we become so busy that we don't have time to pray.
好像约拿这样，心很硬，知道神要我们走的路，但是我们不走上去。
Just like Jonah, he knew he had to pray, but yet he failed to pray.
但是这些人还有一点良心哦，他们就一直想办法，但是到最后没有办法，才把约拿就丢下去了。
At some point, the crew members were hesitant to throw Jonah overboard, but at the end they decided that that was the way to do it.
那后来约拿掉下去，刚好一条鱼就把它吞下去了。
So when they threw Jonah overboard, a fish came around and swallowed Jonah.
其实这是神的安排啊。
This was an arrangement of God.
我们看第一章的最后一节十七节。
Please look at the last verse of chapter 1, verse 17.
说约拿在鱼腹三天三夜。
Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
这三天三夜真的是要活活不来，要死也死不去。
It was hard for him to die, and also difficult for him to live.
真的他遇到很大的困难，这个时候他真的才开始求告神。
And only when he encountered such a great difficulty,did he start to look for God?
第二章的第一节说，约拿在鱼腹祷告神。
In chapter 2, we learn that Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God.
第二节说，我从阴间的深处呼求你。
And from the depth of the grave, he called out for help.
这里讲这个阴间的深处，就是鱼的肚子里面在呼求神。
Here, the depth of the grave was physically refers to the stomach of the fish.
结果那很大的神迹啊，经过三天他才开始祷告。
It takes about 3 days before Jonah starts to pray.
啊，他说那个鱼肚子好像阴间了，因为都没有光。那鱼如果是鲨鱼，潜到海里面的没有光啊。
Jonah compares the stomach of the fish to hell because he saw no light.
那海草缠到他的头。
And the seaweed passed around him.
那这个海水差不多把他淹没了。
And the waves swept over him.
在那个时候啊，让他约拿才开始祷告。
And only when all these things happened to him did he start to pray.
所以从深处求告神，就是人生最低的一点的时候，我们人才会真的归向神。
So here in the story of Jonah, the death of the grave referred to the lowest point of his life.
结果他这样一祷告一悔改，神就听了，就叫那个鱼一吐，就把他吐到那个尼尼微城围城的外面。
But once he prayed and repented, God listened to him and commanded the fish to spit him out.
所以我们回想我们个人的经验，我们再看我们周围的信徒，人遇到患难，常常祷告都是特别多，而且特别恳切。
Often, if we were to examine our surrounding, we find that people often pray more earnestly when they're in trouble.
因为人已经进到深处。
Because when they're in trouble, they enter the depth of their life.
只有神能够救我们。
And they recognize that only God can help them.
好，我们再回到诗篇的130篇。
Let's go back to Psalm 130.
所以说，我从深处向你求告。
Here, out of the depth, the author prayed to God.
那这个深处的第二个解释啊，可以指着这种心，心灵的深处。
Another interpretation of the word depth, can mean the depth of your soul as well.
神是一个灵啊。
God is a spirit.
所以人向神的祷告，要蒙神垂听，要从最深的一个地方出来，就是从他的心。
So to have your prayer heard, you must pray from the depth of your heart.
因此我们看了，每一个人真的很诚心向神呼求，神就会听。
So when everyone prays out of the depth of their heart, then God will listen.
那个乞丐啊，都没有看到，眼睛都没有看到。
Just like the beggar who could not see.
他是瞎眼的。
And he could not see anything at all.
他大声呼求，主啊，可怜我吧。
But when he said to Jesus, Lord, please have mercy on me.
他真的有那个需要。
He cried out of his own needs.
所以他的呼求是从心里面出来的。
And his cry came from the depth of his heart.
因此主耶稣就停下来说，你要我为你做什么？
So Jesus stopped and asked him, what can I do for you?
我们人常常这样。我们有时候在祷告的时候，因为这是变成一种习惯。
Sometimes, we may pray out of habit.
我们跪下来，因为这是安排，变成一种活动的一部分，所以我们就在祷告。
We kneel down to pray because in the afternoon this part of the arrangement.
但是我们的心不一定真的在很认真在跟神亲近。
But maybe our heart at the time of prayer is not very close to God.
那这样祷告不容易发生功效。
When you pray like this, it is very difficult for your prayer to take any effect.
我记得有一个信徒在见证了，说他们教会有早祷会。
A member once testified to me that at his own church, they hold prayer sessions in the morning.
但是在教会里面得到神恩典最多的不是晚上聚会的祷告，是在早祷会。
The church received more blessing when they started to pray in the morning.
因为晚上大家工作很辛苦回来很疲倦。
Because when they used to have prayer session at night, they come to church to pray after work.
他们很疲倦。
And they become very tired.
不容易专心。
And when they're tired, it's very difficult for them to concentrate.
那有时候因为很晚他心只是一直注意，为什么导师好导那聚会还没有完。
So sometimes they will look at the watch and ask, why is not the service over yet?
所以因为那个心不在那里，虽然也有祷告，但是体验就比较少。
So because their heart is not there when they pray, even though they pray, they did not experience God much.
那早上的早祷会大家心比较轻来教会比较容易专心祷告，体验就比较多。
But when this church starts to practice morning prayer, because their heart is cleaner, they experience more of God.
所以这个做事的人体验到，我们要跟神交通要从心里面从向神呼求。
So the writer of this psalm brings up a point that we need to pray out of the depth of our heart.
好，我们看第二节
Let's look at verse 2.
诗篇130篇第二节。 说主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。
O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy.
这里祷告的人说，神啊，你听我的声音，请。
Here the writer asked, O Lord, please hear my voice.
如果神愿意听我们的声音，祷告就会发生功效。
If God is willing to listen to our voice, then the prayer will take effect.
那新约时代里面，我们看那个使徒行传在记载哥尼流。
Just like the Cornelius in the New Testament.
哥尼流还没有信耶稣。
At that time, Cornelius was yet to believe in Christ.
有一天祷告的时候，天使向他显现。
And one time he prayed, an angel appeared to him.
说你的祷告已经达到神面前，蒙神纪念。
And the angel said to Cornelius, your prayer has reached God, and God remembers your prayer.
就是神听他的声音。
God knows his voice.
那为什么神会听他的声音？
Why does God listen to Cornelius' voice?
圣经说哥尼流是一个义人。
Because Cornelius was a righteous man.
也就是说在人的面前他行为很好。
In another word, he has good deeds in front of man.
所以神喜欢他。
And therefore God desires him.
因此神会听他的声音。
And God listens to his voice.
那今天我们要求神听我们的声音，很重要的就是我们在神面前是什么样的人。
Nowadays when we ask God to listen to our prayer, an important criteria to consider is what kind of people are we in front of God?
如果我们是一个神喜欢的人，
if we are people desired by God,
神会听我们的声音。
Then God will listen to our prayer.
那旧约时代啊，亚伯兰称作神的朋友。
In the Old Testament, Abraham was referred to as the friend of God.
他跟神很亲近。
Because of his close relationship to God.
所以亚伯兰向神求很有功效。
So when Abraham prayed to God, his prayer was very effective.
他知道神要毁灭所多玛城。
When he realized that God intends to destroy the city of Sodom,
他知道啊，那个他的侄儿罗德在那里。
And he learned that his cousin, Rod was there.
Lot.
Lot.
结果他就开始求。
He started to pray.
说如果那一城有五十个义人，你要毁灭吗？
And he asked, if there are only 50 righteous men in the city, would you destroy the city?
那神就说，你如果找得到五十个，我就不毁灭。
And God said to him, if you can find as many as 50 righteous men, then I will not destroy the city.
但他找不到。
But he couldn't find 50 men,
第二次
righteous men.
那四十五个呢？
And the second time he asked, how about 45 righteous men?
那四十个呢？
How about 40?
那三十个呢？
How about 30?
那二十个呢？
How about 20?
那每一次求神都答应。
Every time when he asked, God granted him.
但是一个城找不到二十个好人。
But the only setback was that they could not find any righteous men in the city at all.
求到不好意思，他说：“主啊，不要生气，我再求一次。”
Abraham was embarrassed and he said, "Lord, please let me ask you once more."
如果十个呢
？What about if there were just 10 righteous men in the city?
神也答应，你如果找到十个义人，我要因为那十个义人，我不降火把他烧掉。
And God said to Abraham, "Sure, if you can find 10." Righteous man, then I will not destroy the city.
所以这个亚伯兰每一次求神都听他的声音。
So every time Abraham prayed to God, God listened to him.
哎呀，他是神所喜欢的人。
Because he was the one desired by God.
所以这今天我们做人的目标啊，就是要做神喜欢的人。
So this teaches us that one of our goals in life should be to become a man desired by God.
那我们就可以，神啊，你听我声音，神就会垂听。
And then God will listen to us when we pray.
好，我们现在回到诗篇的一百三十篇。
Now let's look at Psalm 130 again.
第三节
，verse 3
跟第四节
，and 4。
说主啊，你若查究罪孽，谁能站得住呢？第四节
，verse 4。
但是在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。这个作诗的人知道，我们人都有罪啊。
The writer knows that all men have committed sins.
所以在圣洁的神面前，我们真的很难站得稳。
So in front of this God of righteousness, righteousness we cannot stand.
那神要降临在西乃山。
God shall descend upon the Mount of Sinai.
他叫摩西去传警告。
And when he sent out Moses to preach the words of warning,
他们已经准备三天了，洗澡、洗衣服、自洁。
It takes them 3 days to prepare.
但是当神一降临的时候
，But when God descended upon the Mount of Sinai,
以色列百姓都发抖起来了。
The Israelites, they trembled.
因为神太威严了。
Because of God's authority.
在神的面前，人有太污秽了。
They trembled because of their sins.
所以他们都站不住啊。
And none of them were able to stand in front of God.
那今天我们怎么能够在神面前站在神面前向神祈求呢？
How are we to stand in front of God and pray for man?
这第四节说，你有赦免之恩。
Because with God there is forgiveness.
所以一个有功效的祷告，我们跟神的关系啊要畅通啊，第一件事情要求神啊赦免我们的罪。
So to have an effective prayer, the first thing we must do is to ask God to forgive our sins.
那这个罪赦免跟神呢没有阻隔，那我们祷告就容易发生功效。
When our sins have been forgiven and our communication with God is smooth, only then can our prayer have an impact in our lives.
请看第五节。
Please look at verse 5.
我等候神，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。所以说我们要等候神。
The writer said, we shall wait for God, wait
一方面
for the Lord.
我们要站在神面前恳求，另外一方面我们要等候神。
On the one hand, we must pray, and on the other hand, we must also learn to wait.
因为每一件事情都有神的时候。
Because in all things,God has set up a time for it.
传道书说，生病有时，医治有时。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it was brought up that there's time for sickness and a time for joy.
然后生有时，死有时。
And a time for death and a time for
生。
生。To be born.
每一件事情都有时候
，and all things have its own timing.
所以我们向神祷告要等候神的时候
，and when we pray, we must at the same time wait for God's time.
那如果我们祷告没有等候，你有时候祷告会越祷告信心越差。
If you do not learn to wait when you pray, then sometimes you might find your faith to decrease as you pray more and more.
祷告完，哎，怎么没有发生功效？
Because after you pray, you will say, how is my prayer changing anything in my life?
但是其实神的时候还没有到。
But if God's time has not yet come,
所以祷告要加上等候。
Then you don't see anything. That's why when you on top of prayer, you must learn to wait.
好，第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
我的心等候主，甚是守夜的等候天亮。
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchman waits for the morning.
这个守夜啊，这个守的越深啊，离开天亮越近。守夜哈，这个守的人啊，他守的越久啊，离开天亮就越近了。
The longer a watchman wait for the morning, the closer he is to the morning.
所以充满着盼望，虽然身体很疲倦，但是天已经快亮了，班会过去了。
So even though as he waits, he may become tired, but he's hopeful that the morning will arrive soon.
所以我们在向神祷告祈求啊，像说求圣灵求恩典一样，要往前看，不要往后看。往前看就是神有他的时候，你每一次祈求越来越靠近了。
So when we pray for our own behalf, we need to look forward and not backward. Then you will have hope in God.
那我们这个祷告就会越来越积极。
And when you have hope in God, then your prayer will become more earnest.
好，请看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
说以色列啊，应当仰望神，因为他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩。第八节，他必救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。我们祷告啊，最后一个依靠就是神的慈爱。
Our prayer also rely on God's mercifulness.
神对我们的爱啊，超过父母。
God's love towards mankind far surpasses that of our parents.
这个就是我们可以向他祈求，我们可以向他有盼望一个原因。
God's unfailing love is one of the reasons that today we're able to ask Him.
所以这一段圣经在教导我们呢，祷告啊这一种操练。
This passage teaches the trainings that we must go through in our prayer.
那我们现在来祷告。
And now we'll pray together.
我们祷告先设一个目标。
And before we pray, let's set a goal.
就是为着我们灵恩布道会祷告。
One of the goals we can set is to pray for the spiritual convocation.
我们教会有六个区啊，我们每一个区啊，要为自己那一区的圣工来负责。
We divide New Jersey into six family service areas, and I encourage each family service area to take on its responsibility.
如果我们这区没有慕道者，是我们的责任了，不要等啊。
If you do not see true seekers in your family service area, then it is your responsibility to take charge.
我们一起来祷告，为这一区的圣工祷告。
And the least you can do is to start pray for the holy work in your area.
那我们如果这一区的有信徒软弱，就是我们的责任。
And if you find members in your family service area become weak, then it is your responsibility as well.
我们刚强的要担当他们软弱。
Those of you who are strong must bear the weak.
那怎么担当？就是为他们祷告。
How do you bear the weak? You pray for them.
所以我们每一区啊，我们要为我们那一区的圣工啊，好好计划，认真祷告，说每一区圣工都能够兴旺。
That is why each family service area should plan ahead of time and so that the holy work can become prosperous.
那我们大家来算，我们在灵恩布道会的时候，我们这一区会有几个慕道者来。
And now you may sit down and calculate when August arrives, how many true seekers would you have in your area?
是不是已经有固定的慕道者在我们区想要受洗呢？
Right now, do you see true seekers in your family service area?
想要受洗呢？
Who are ready to be baptized.
所以我们把这个当作我们自己的责任。
And this you take upon your shoulder.
跪在神面前啊，求神怜悯，求神与我们通工。
And pray in front of God for his work with us.
那当然我们每一个人有需要也可以向神祷告。
And of course, if you have your personal needs, then you should pray to God as well.
教会是在祷告当中一直在进步的。
A churchShould grow in prayer.
所以教会里面那个跪下来祷告的人越来越多，教会就会越来越兴盛。
So when you find more people kneeling down to pray, then it's a sign of a growing church.
因为神的祝福借着人的祷告源源不断一直降下来。
Because God's blessing should come down through the sound of prayer.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
We shall pray together now.
我们要再一次啊，如果要求圣灵，要求恩典呢，我们都不要客气，请都诸位到前面来。
If you have any needs that you want to pray for, please come forward.
我们请教会的执事传道帮我们按手祷告。
And we'll ask the elders and deacons in church to pray for you.